And by waste, they mean human waste. It's, of course, generated every day, and treating it in conventional wastewater treatment plants takes around 5% of all the electricity this country uses every day. So scientists are looking at ways to change that equation. Jason Hay is associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech. He says the wastewater itself actually contains energy.
Theoretically, the wastewater contains more energy than what is being consumed for its treatment.
It's estimated that wastewater could yield up to 10 times more energy than it takes to treat it. So scientists around the country and all over the world are working on ways to harvest it. Most are focusing on the methane it contains, but Hay and his colleagues are the first to come up with a way of generating electricity from bacteria in the water. They've created something they call a microbial fuel cell, just like fuel cells made from other sources.
So we can use bacteria to catalyze organic oxidation and extract the electrons generated from this oxidation and to convert that into energy, because all the biochemical or chemical reactions involve electron transfer. It's just a matter of fact, how can we extract those electrons and make it into a useful form? So that's the foundation of this microbial fuel cell. It's a bacteria battery.
A battery that uses electricity generated by the organics in human waste to help power the process of transforming that waste into clean water. After testing the concept in the lab, Hay and his colleague, Professor Shi-Yang Feng, recently completed a real-world test at the regional water treatment plant in Radford. They found they were able to offset about 20% of the electricity it takes to clean wastewater.
And what we found, actually, is these organics, they are very good to support the bacterial growth. So they can reproduce themselves a lot.
The goal is to increase the efficiency and scale up. And, of course, the raw materials for making electricity from human waste are clearly renewable resources. The results of the study are being published today in the journal Scientific Reports. I'm Robbie Harris.